Headline news this hour for WPFW Washington and WBAI New York. I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
Rosemary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave. Keep away flies. Hot Lady Cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man. Come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man. You all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, for salad. Herb man.
And good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Dr. Theodore Watkins, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. You know, To Your Health is a program that is designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. And I am your host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and I'm here today with my able assistant, Frank Smith. How you doing, Brother Frank?
Doing good, Doc. Doing good, Doc. How about you?
No, I'm doing extremely well. And we have another outstanding topic. You know, I don't know if I should call it outstanding or how I should describe it. You know, we talk about it all the time, but this month is National Stress Awareness Month. All right. And it's something that started back in 1992, and you know, but stress has been killing us for years. I've said for years that stress is the number one cause of death in this country. And so today, and several days this month, we're going to be addressing stress. But I believe that the way we're going to address it today. You're going to say, I've not heard that before. It's amazing. There was a unique, article that was put out in a men's health magazine. All right. And they claimed in the article that meat can actually give men a testosterone boost. So you know, Frank, all the brothers are going, get them some steak, man. But the reality is that we've known for at least a quarter of a century, and I've seen as much as over 40 years. We've known that a meal high in animal fat actually dropped the testosterone nearly a third, Frank.
Wow.
Within hours. All right. And not only does it drop the free testosterone, it also drops the bound testosterone. in the bloodstream.
Mm.
And whereas if you eat a low fat meal of whole grain and carbs, it has the opposite effect. It elevates the testosterone. Mm. So what they've found is that this fat that's in the meat actually works on the testicular cells, all right? And what it does, it suppresses the testosterone in real time.
Hmm.
You know? And if you eat meat, fish, poultry, eggs, dairy, it's going to do this. But if you switch to bread, whole grain bread, fruit, vegetables, even sugary junk foods, the testosterone level goes up. Now, what does this have to do with stress? I'm glad you asked, Brother Frank. I'm glad you asked. See, because as that testosterone goes up, the cortisol goes down.
Yeah.
Now, why is that important? Because cortisol is the stress hormone that's produced by our adrenal glands, all right? And when you have high levels of cortisol, it shows that you're under a lot of stress. It also, high levels of cortisol is a predictor of cardiovascular death in both men and women.
That's right. All right? Heart attack and stroke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that you don't have to have a history of a pre-existing cardiovascular disease in order to have that death. I've said many times on this program that in 50% of people that die of heart attacks, their first symptom is sudden death.
Sudden death.
So you don't have to have pre-existing disease, you know. And it's interesting. They've done studies and they looked at people who have a broken heart from the death of their spouse or significant relative. And certainly this causes an increase in stress. It causes an increase in the cortisol. It causes an increase in cardiac risk, and it decreases the immune function. All this happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a bump of about 50 points less, rise, you know, after a person loses the spouse. But that bump is less than the bump from eating a high meat meal.
That's worse, man.
I mean, eating. Lord have mercy. Eating a meat meal will cause you to have more stress than your spouse dying.
What, man. And so we repeat that day after day, three times a day. No wonder we're dying off. No wonder we're not.
But Frank, you got to include snacks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Three times a day plus snacks, you know. So this cortisol can help explain why those people who are depressed have fatty stomachs, the abnormal fat, because it's found that the fat actually helps to absorb some of the cholesterol secretions and get it out the blood, and so the body, since it's having so much that day after day, Frank, is having so much, they got to keep putting more fat on. And they've done studies. They looked at eating same number of calories, but did it from animal fat. And they did studies looking at the ballooning of the abdominal fat. And also the fat around the other organs. You talk about fatty liver, you know, fat around other internal organs, you know, and because these other organs are helping to try to absorb some of the cortisol that the body is just spewing out because of the way that we are eating. You know, now, it's bad when we are doing this to ourselves, but they've done some studies and they've shown that women who are pregnant, who eat a high protein diet, a high animal protein diet, this actually has an adverse effect on their fetuses, right? It has an adverse effect on their fetuses. And they did a study back in the 60s, man. So this is not, you know, I mean, people should be shouting this from the rooftop because it's been known, you know, man.
They knew all this stuff.
That's almost 60 years, yep. All right?
Yep.
They did an experiment with these pregnant women in Scotland. And if you would, Motherwell, Scotland. And they told them to eat a high meat diet in hopes that it would actually prevent preeclampsia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, preeclampsia is where you have high blood, if it goes to in pregnancy,
right.
and you get high blood pressure, you get kidney failure, protein in the urine, you know, and it can go to eclampsia, and that's life-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so what they did, they tried to prevent it, but what they found, it didn't work. In fact, the lowest level of preeclampsia rates was actually seen in the women who were what?
Vegans.
Strictly plant-based. Mm-hmm. There were 775 pregnancies, and only one of these women that was on this plant base had had preeclampsia.
Mm.
Only you expect to get 5 out of 100. So 7 times 5 is 35. You expect to get about 35. They got one. You know, and it just to suggest that the plant based diet can actually alleviate the symptoms, and that's something very, very important. And so the OBGYN doctors should be telling their patients, you need to go plant-based, you know, especially ladies who are high risk. And unfortunately, African-American women are at high risk.
Yep.
All right?
On purpose.
Man, I'm telling you. I mean, mothers who ate more meat and fewer vegetables during the pregnancy gave birth to children that grew up with higher blood pressure. All right?
And they changed.
All right? The high meat and fish consumption that occurred during the pregnancy increased the cortisol,
mm-hmm.
which in turn developed higher stress within the fetus, and it actually changed the stress hormone thermostat to a much higher level in these fetuses.
They came out wired.
All right. And the researchers found that the higher blood cortisol levels occurred both in the sons and in the daughters of the women who ate the high meat fit diet. All right?
Mercy.
And the more they ate, the higher it went. There's a 5% increase for every daily meat serving. I mean, that's just crazy, man.
That's
you know,
genocide.
It's genocide. It's genocide. You know, so what they found is that these babies had a lifelong hyper cortisolemia, high cortisol levels in the blood, and this led to greater reactivity in adolescence and in childhood, led to obesity later in life, mm-hmm. led to high blood pressure, led to cancer, stroke. You know, I mentioned cancer because one of the things that it increased was IGF-1, yeah. Growth Factor 1. And we talked about that on several occasions here. The IGF-1 is found in these people who eat a lot of animal and dairy protein, and it is associated with increased cancers. All right, mm-hmm. And what they did, they took these children and they tested them. You know, it's one thing to have theories; it's another to actually put them to a test. Mm-hmm. And so they put them in stressful challenges. You know, public speaking, mental arithmetic, you know, and they measured the cortisol response. And if the mother ate less than 2 servings of meat and fish a day while carrying, they got a little increase, but not much. All right. But if the mother ate more than that, then they got stressed out.
Mm.
And if they ate 17 servings a week,
mm-hmm.
17 servings a week, then it appeared that, you know, these kids were quaking in their boots, you know.
Mm. Mercy.
They were stressed out, you know.
Mm.
So in a way, you know, you are what your mama eats. You are what your mama eats. Now, if this wasn't enough, there's something called the Harlem Trial of 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And although this didn't have anything to do with a crime, as we think about it, it really was a crime, because what they did, they put these pregnant women on a high protein diet. All right, they assume that these women were low protein, so they randomized them into this controlled trial of nutritional supplementation during their pregnancy. And they used a poor black urban population in Harlem.
Again.
All right. The Tuskegee study that has been told, you know, about, you know, and they gave them protein, assuming that their protein was deficient. But as I said, if they had measured it, they'd have found that it wasn't. And so they split the women up into 3 groups and gave them an extra 40 grams of animal protein, a couple cans of Ensure, or 6 grams of animal protein, or no extra protein. All right. And then they sat back and they watched what happened. So the high protein group suffered, guess what? An excess of very early premature birth.
Mercy. Yeah.
Associated with infant deaths, as well as significant growth retardation in the babies that survive. All right. The more protein meant more prematurity, meant more death, meant more growth retardation. Mm. Then when kids grew up, Brother Frank, the animal protein group was associated with being overweight in later life, hypertension.
Yep.
You know, and that high level of that growth hormone, the IGF.
High cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, high cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, now a single meal high in animal protein nearly doubled the level of stress hormone within a half hour of consumption.
Oh, man.
A single meal high in animal protein nearly doubled the level of stress hormone found in the blood because they were able to measure it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And this happened within a half hour after they ate. You know? You give somebody some crab meat and some tuna, cottage cheese, and the stress hormone shoots up. Instead, if you give them the same number of calories, but give it to them and body soup, vegetable stir fry on rice, and the stress hormone goes down. All right? And so, then as you say, if you do this meal after meal, day after day, you get this chronic stimulation, you know, mm-hmm. and of your stress response axis. And you get this increase in release of these vasoactive hormones from the adrenal gland that increases the blood pressure. That's why we got so much hypertension in our community.
That's right.
It also increases the insulin. So we get this high insulinemia, you know, hyperinsulinemia, which is associated with a whole bunch of things, high triglycerides and high cholesterol. All right. You know, that's because of what we're eating, you know. And so we need to plus for the brothers, the testosterone goes down and your estrogen go up. So you're a bodybuilder with high low testosterone and high estrogen. All right.
Man boobs. And feminine acting.
Man, I'm telling you, man. You know? See, and they said that it's, you know, they thought that the low testosterone was due to the steroids. But they found that a 75% drop in testosterone level in months leading up to competition for these people who are eating a whole bunch of meat.
Mm-hmm.
If they cut the meat in half, it was enough to drop, mm-hmm. you know, drop them, drop their testosterone. I mean, they ate enough meat, more than half. They would drop significantly their mm-hmm. testosterone. So meat is just terrible, you know. And on the outside they're looking good. But on the inside, they ain't doing so good. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. I know we're giving a bombshell, you know. Give us a call with questions or comments, you know. We've talked about stress many, many times. But I never thought about stress being associated as much with the diet. We know that diet is important for stress. But they studied it, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They published these articles. And either the diet, the dietitians, the nutritionists, and the doctors are not reading them, or they're ignoring them.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talk about you know, women having, you know, premature birth, having babies with low birth weight. You know, I remember when one of the doctors from Howard wanted me to do some stuff with him because he was interested in these low birth weight babies, and one of the highest rates was in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
and Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, why would that be? But when you look at, you know, Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia are more the affluent Black community.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can go and buy all that fat. and you know, I'm just saying, Frank, I'm just saying, 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions or comments. Let's go to our phones. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? Happy post-Easter to both of you.
Thank you.
I think the meat and poultry industry won't like your comments too well, but so be it. I'm hoping that when we look at meat consumption, there should be some meat that is less, I don't want to say toxic, but less potent than others, if you can comment on that. And also, is there separation between the wealthy class and the lower class as far as the meat? Is there a way to test the meat prior to eating? Thank you.
So, very, very good question. The unfortunate thing is that the meats now are more toxic than ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of all of the additives and so forth that they're adding to the meat. So in addition to the fat, you're also dealing with all these chemicals. And in addition to the chemicals, you're dealing with the way these animals are stored. And so they are stored in a high stress environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they've done studies on this too. They've examined these animals and they're pumping out adrenaline because they're stressed just by the way that they've been treated. Plus, they're being fed to make them fat. Why would they make these animals fat, Frank?
So they can make money. Make money.
Oh, they fed them by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but don't they cut the fat off before they weigh up? Oh Lord. So that's what we have to do. And unfortunately, there was an article many years ago. I believe it was in what's the Black Business Magazine? It wasn't Essence. It was anyway.
Enterprise.
Yeah. Yeah, and the article, the title of the article, I better remember, was "We Have Made It, Baby." and what the article showed was that unlike other communities, affluent Blacks are following the same lifestyle pattern of their poor counterparts. You know?
Yeah.
So they're suffering from the same diseases as the counterparts.
Mm-hmm. More of it.
And maybe more because they're drinking more liquor.
Mm-hmm.
They eat more fatty foods. They eat all them rare steaks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're eating all them crabs and, you know,
shrimp.
Oh, man. They're just.
Obstinate.
Man. 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions or comments. It's amazing, and I don't know if anyone is hearing me today. All right. If anyone is hearing me, because what I'm saying is that we are killing ourselves. We don't need master to kill us. He just lets us go and we kill ourselves. That don't make no sense. You know?
Fork by fork full.
Huh?
Fork full by fork full.
And spoon by spoon. I dare somebody is to check me out.
Yeah. Do your own research.
Do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and say, Dr. Watkins is crazy. Another harebrained comment that he's making. Go and look at the Harlem trial of 1976 and see what happened. All right. We are just being guinea pigs again and again and again.
Yep.
But they don't have to do it. We're doing it to ourselves.
That's the question.
We need to stop this. The number is another caller.
I got a question. Right. Though. I got a question.
What's that?
Med school when?
I went to med school. I graduated in 1977.
So we talked about, we quoted two studies that came out before you graduated.
Before I graduated.
Med school. Okay.
All right.
Were you taught this?
Of course not.
See, and do you think they're teaching it now?
So Frank, I said this before. No, they're not. I said this before. When my senior year, Carla, I'll be right with you. My senior year, I took an elective in cardiology.
Mm-hmm.
Heart disease then, by their records, is not by mine. Stress is number one cause of death by my records. But theirs, heart disease. So I had Nathan Prenigan's book while I was making rounds on 6th East, which is the cardiac ward at Howard. And I asked my professor, brilliant, brilliant brother. I asked him, is it true that what this man is saying, that we can reverse this stuff that we're talking about with diet and exercise? Mm. Yes, Watkins, it's true. So why aren't we doing it, Fess? There are two reasons, Watkins. One, there's no money in it. So the doctors got
no money in it.
No money. Doctors responsible for that part. But two, the patients don't want it. The patient wants something easy.
Mm.
I have to be responsible for me. You know, I can't tell doctors what they do, but I can surely decide what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number 202-588-0893. Yes, caller. You're on the line.
Dr. Watkins.
Yes.
Preach, brother, preach. Preach to the east, west, north, and south. And don't ever stop preaching.
I hope we get some converts. we need to baptize some folks,
man. You made me a convert, and I'm loving this lifestyle. I'm better now at 66 than I was at 40.
Yes, sir.
All right, now.
And see, we as a society, we've become addicted to fat.
Yep.
Yes.
They take a baby chick and in 2 weeks come back and slaughter him. He's 2 pounds, 1.5 to 2 pounds chicken in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's fat. It's fat and hormones that they're pumping in these chickens. And fat makes the chicken taste juicy and tender.
That's right. Fat tastes good.
The same thing with hamburger. If you ever had 90-10 hamburger, it's tougher than 70-30. So people go for the 70-30.
Yes.
Fat makes meat taste good, and it's killing us.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
So my thing is, I'm not even beating up on the industry because I think we have to take responsibility.
Yeah.
If we take responsibility, the industry will change. I did a show maybe 6 months ago or so where we looked at, you know, we talk about meat so much. We looked at just food and General Mills All right. The stuff that they sell here, they cannot sell in Europe. The stuff that they sell here, that it cannot sell in Canada. Why? Because the Canadian and the European people will not take it.
Mm-hmm.
We take anything, see? And so as a result, they give us anything. If we decided what we were going to do the right thing, they would adjust because they want our money. And they don't care, you know, what. Now, it makes it easier if they can sell stuff that they can get back overnight and sell it to us. But if we don't take it, I guarantee they'll change their habit.
They'll change.
You know. Mm-hmm. And I dare us to dare them. Put them to the test.
That's right.
Prove me wrong. You know, the number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to the phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, Dr. Watson, thank you so much for, and Mr. Frank Smith, for what you're sharing on this evening. The one question I'd like to ask is, if one is moving towards a plant-based diet, given what we've been taught about, you know, in America, the American diet, three meals a day, if you're moving towards a plant-based diet, how do you get enough of what you need and what the body will need every day?
Excellent question. Yep. So you're thinking. And we've talked about it numerous times on here, but I'll talk about it again.
Okay.
Number one, the numbers that we've been given are bogus. Okay. All right? We're told that we need 20% protein. That's not true. We need about 11 to 12% of our calories in protein. And those proteins need to be plant-based protein. And where are you going to get the plant-based protein? From eating the fruits, the vegetables, the grains, the seeds, the nuts. And what happens is you get amino acids and you build a specific protein. We're told that, you know, stay away from the carbs. No, you need carbs, but they need to be whole grain carbs. All right.
Okay.
They need whole grain carbs. That's what you really need to be eating. And when you do that, then, I mean, you're going to, Lord have mercy. You'll get the nutrients that you need. Those foods, they contain the vitamins, the minerals. That's why I don't give my patients a lot of vitamins. I recommend vitamin D and vitamin B complex and vitamin B12. And in certain circumstances, I recommend vitamin C. Other than that, I tell them go and eat and drink the juices and you'll get what you need.
Caller, and I think this is on the pastor that we talked about.
Yes.
The strongest animals on the planet, the one that's most long living, are plant-based eaters. Think of the buffalo.
But they're vegans, Frank. They're vegans.
Vegans. Yeah. Think of the buffalo, the elephant, and
giraffe, gorilla,
gorillas,
hippopotamus.
The hippopotamus, exactly. And so they told us a lie. They continuously tell the lies, and we buy it. So we
even omega-3 fatty acids. They tell us we got to eat fish to get omega-3 fatty acids. The fish get their omega-3s by eating plants. Plus, there's studies that show that the omega-3 fatty acids from the fish is not as significant as the omega-3 fatty acids you get from eating avocado and chia seeds and flax seeds and nuts, raw nuts and so forth. You know, so it's been lied to over and over. And so we have to read widely.
Yeah.
We have to read widely. And if we do, we got to read those books that the doctors ain't read.
Exactly.
Okay.
They've hijacked the education system from elementary school to special doctors, and lawyers. They
rewrite. I took a nutrition course in med school, Frank. It was horrible, man.
Yep.
Mm. It was horrible.
And doctor, you said that you have to train the nutritionist.
When a nutritionist come to work for me, I say, let me teach you nutrition. Because if your nutrition is not getting patients well, what good is it?
What good is it?
Yeah.
What good is it?
Wow.
Sending people inshore and stuff like that and telling them to eat meat. And you don't know because you've been trained wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Pastor. I hope that answered your question.
Yep. Yes, sir, it did. Yes, it did.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The last thing I'll say is, plus we've lied that the food don't taste good. I love to eat, and I love for my food to taste good. But I don't eat none of that stuff that we've been talking about.
I hear you.
202, yes, 202-588-0893, 202-588-0892. Let's go back to the phone. Yes, caller. You're on the line.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Hello?
Yes.
Dr. Watkins, I just want to thank you. This is Darlene in Arlington, Virginia. I want to thank you for continuously pointing out how important the diet is. I grew up in a historically black neighborhood, and I hate to say this name because people get scared when I say it, but the Nation of Islam came to our neighborhood and told us to stop eating that pork.
Yes.
And the part that I remembered was that they said, when you stop eating that pork, your mind will clear up. And so I stopped eating the pork, as did many people in my neighborhood.
Yes.
But I went on to stop eating meat. I had stopped eating all meat except turkey, for whatever reason. And then when I met my husband, I became vegan. And so my children were born and raised as vegans.
Yes.
So I know for a fact that a lot of the things that they used to say were normal childhood diseases, quote unquote, did not appear in my children because they did not eat, they did not drink cow's milk, which my family fought me on it because they thought I was denying them proper nutrition. My children were born at home because I was afraid to go to the hospital because of what they were doing to black women at that time. They were cutting black women open. I'm sorry. They said C-sections reduced the chance of having anything more than three children. So I'm saying all that to say I thank you because I heard you say it last week. You said it again this week that when you asked the doctor those why, if it's true, and he said, yes, it's true, the two reasons that you said are so important because the first thing, ain't no money to be made. I've been saying that for years and years, but the important, more important point is that patients don't want it. Patients don't want it. We want a quick fix to everything. And everything's not a quick fix. And it's made so delectable. You can't sit your child down in front of the TV without them being plastered with food ads that look delicious. I had a little boy over my house this weekend for Christmas, and he looked out my window, and he said, Burger King. I want some Burger King. Because that's what he sees outside my window. He's only 6 years old. I didn't even know he could read.
Already
so
addicted.
I'm just saying that at my church, which is Baptist, because I went back to the church I grew up in, people are not adhering, and don't want to hear you when you say your sickness is caused by your diet. And if you examine your diet, you will find. My doctor said, and when I asked these doctors, because I had to fire mine, I'll be calling you, Dr. Watkins. I need an appointment with you. But I've talked to some of these doctors. They don't know because they can't tell you if they don't know. They're not trained in any alternative. And we're so arrogant here in America, we don't want to hear anything different. So I just want to
I took a nutrition course because I wanted to know. And it was horrible. The teacher was obese. All right? If I went on the radio, I'd say fat. The teacher was obese, and she told me that there was no difference between whole grains and processed grains.
Oh,
now, any sixth grader knows better than that. You know?
Well, Dr. Watkins, can you please answer this question on the air? Because somebody, and just because they talked louder than me and was bigger than me, I just shut up. But somebody tried to tell me that all sugars are the same. That natural sugar in that grape is the same as the white refined sugar that we've been
drinking. No. It is not the same. It's a chemical, all right? It's been processed. Plus, the sugar in the fruit has fiber and all kind of other phytonutrients associated with it that's not in that sugar. Plus, the sugar is not just pure sugar. It has chemicals in it, and it's been processed with chemicals. So, you know, and all you have to do, see, ignorance is bliss, you know. All you have to do is change your diet. You know, I tell people, when I left surgery and went to holistic medicine, I most of my patients were stage 4 cancer, you know, and I started them juicing. What did I start them juicing? Fruit and vegetable juices, all right? And you know, I laugh about it now, but I think I've said it before. I said, I got to get some of these people well. Otherwise, they're going to say that, you know, Dr. Watkins is a quack. And these people were sent home to die, and yet by doing those juices, they got well. Some people say, well, you shouldn't do fruit and vegetable juices. That's a lie. If you got cancer, it feeds the cancer. It kills the cancer. That's what it does. And I've treated pancreatic cancer and reversed it, lung cancer reversed it, brain cancer reversed it, liver cancer reversed it, all these cancers, breast, you name it. So we know that that's not true, you know? And if they reverse them, then put up or shut up. Thank you so much for the question.
Can I just say one more thing, because I just love listening to you, because we are in an election year, sir, and people, there's one candidate that is talking about the people who are allowing carcinogens in our food, our environment, and all of these things that are going on, and they won't even let them on the air, so most people don't even know that this person is running. But I challenge people to get out of the stupor that we are in voter-wise, because everybody's running around talking about, well, if we don't vote for this one, then this one's going to get in office. No. I'm reminded that it doesn't take a majority of people to change what's going on. It didn't take a majority of people to stop slavery, give women the vote, or the civil rights movement. It just took enough people to say, this is enough of this foolishness. This joogie boogie is one of your always says. It doesn't
take the majority of people to get up. You're on it, girl. You're on it.
And we need to check out the people who, I've just challenged everybody to vote your conscience and not your past, because we were raised to vote for the lesser of two evils. We do not have to continue to vote for evil. So I just ask people, check out the platform.
Thank you. Let's go quickly back to our phone.
It's your program, but I would call a name. But I'm just challenging people.
All right. I gotta run. Let's call. Yes, caller, you're on the line. Caller.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, you're on the line.
Oh, okay. Dr. Watkins, I graduated 2 years after you from Howard University, and I'm glad that you're on the air. Pushing plant-based diet and pushing the fact that oftentimes we can reverse things, we can get better outcomes. But I do want to point out one thing. Number one, the way the structure of the economy is now, it costs a lot of money sometimes to get organic fruits and vegetables, things that don't have the chemicals, the pesticide. And we have to tell people about, you know, taking the hulls off of things, this and that. So some of the things that you're talking about actually are cost prohibitive to a lot of people. And so I just need to say that I'd like your comment on that. The other thing, too, is that there are always anomalies in this world. And there are two that I'd like you to comment on. Number one, when we look at the old order Amish people who do eat lots of meat and stuff, they seem to have lots of babies, and they seem to have, and they seem to, and they eat meat, and they eat all that stuff that we're saying, oh, no, don't do this.
They're growing their own meat, okay. And it doesn't have all the chemicals and so forth. That's one factor. But the point you're making, organic is more expensive. But I remember, I grew up, Project, right. Welfare. But my mother took us to the one of the wealthiest communities in the United States at the time, Shaker Heights, outside of Cleveland. And we stopped there. All right. And people can do what they want to do. You know,
right.
We have to set priorities. And I agree. There are other things that you can do, and we need to do that. And we certainly talk about that. The other thing that I highly recommend is starting gardening.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you can garden almost anywhere. When I was in Europe, I remember going from Germany to France, and I looked on the mountain, and they had these step-like gardens because they didn't have a lot of land, and so they just used what they had. We have to decide that we can do anything. And at some point, I'd like to get with you, my brother, and we can talk.
I agree with you, but I'd just like you to comment on, I'm speaking now as a scientist, somebody with an MD and a PhD, an anthropologist as well. I wanted you to just comment on, from a science point of view, two things. I'd like you to also give the specific references when you cite the studies, like the 1976 study. And I want to get back. I just want to say one more thing about the Amish. I'd like you to comment on, you said, okay, their meat doesn't have chemicals in it, but it's still meat. You made a point about meat in the absence, and you didn't make the point necessarily about the meat with the chemicals, but you made a point about meat. I understand, and I agree with you.
The time is gone. That's why I'm moving on. I love to have this discussion, you know, with you, and I can give you the answers. And if you want to talk to me privately, I'd be glad to do so. Or we can talk about it on the radio. But right now, we're out of time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay.
We're excited about, matter of fact, we're over time, but we're excited about the comments, and we want to address those issues next week, perhaps even. And join us again. This is Dr. Theodore Watkins. Frank, any closing comments?
Yes, for sure. Thank you, Doc, and thank you for all of our callers. And thank you to the WPFW staff, especially Kalia Chapman, Jerry Paris, Miyuki Williams, Katia Stitt, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you for the music, intro and outro music, Ola Daru and Maccabi. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is Brother Kaba with African Deep Thought Edition. And listen in next week. We have an exciting guest, Dr. Marcia Harris, talking about stress and women's health at 2:00. Next Monday. Thank you so much.
Salamata. Ice are ice and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and leave the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no-
WPFW must move by December 2024 and will be hosting a series of events and presenting special programming to raise the funds necessary for our new home. We kick off these efforts Saturday through Sunday, April 6th and 7th, with Jazz is the Teacher, Funk is the Preacher, 2 days of programming dedicated to the jazz and funk idioms. From the searing riffs of the J.B. Horns to Les McCann's soulful piano comping, to the Art Ensemble of Chicago's funk-drenched composition, themed to Yo-Yo, jazz and funk have always been intertwined. We're hoping that the music inspires you to support this effort by visiting WPFWFM.org to make a tax-deductible secure donation to our relocation fund. That's Jazz is the Teacher, Funk is the Preacher, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, from midnight to midnight. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. When someone in the United States needs a kidney transplant, the average waiting period is 3 to 5 years. But imagine that waiting period being prolonged unnecessarily because of your race. Well, new reports show that this has happened to more than 14,000 Black people, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing. How did this happen, you may ask? It's because of a once widely used test that made Black people's kidneys look healthier than they really were. It stemmed from an automated formula based on race that could delay diagnosis of organ failure and evaluation for a transplant, causing Black patients to be less likely to receive a kidney. With that information in mind, the National Kidney Foundation and American Society of Nephrology urged laboratories to switch to race-free equations in calculating kidney function. Then, the U.S. Organ Transplant Network ordered hospitals to use only race-neutral test results in adding new patients to the kidney waiting list. After the race-based testing came to light, more than 14,300 Black candidates on the kidney waiting list had their waiting period moved up by an average of 2 years. And this happened between January 2023 and mid-March. So far, 2,800 of these individuals have received their kidney transplant. As the calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza continue, the Biden administration has authorized the transfer of $3.8 billion in bombs and 25 fighter jets to Israel. This weapons package includes more than 1,800 Mark 84 or M84 bombs that weigh 2,000 pounds and more than 500 Mark 82 bombs that weigh 500 pounds. These weapons are considered, quote, dumb bombs that can be converted into precision-guided bombs with the help of a guidance kit. However, even with that guidance, these Mark 84 and Mark 82 bombs can destroy entire city blocks and lead to civilian deaths. And it's believed that Israel has already used them in its campaign in Gaza. To your local news, New York is making preparations for next Monday's solar eclipse, and it's having an impact on the prison system. The New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, or DOCS, announced that it plans to cancel visitation that day at 23 facilities that are directly in the path of the eclipse. Explaining their reasons, the department said these facilities will, quote, experience total darkness ranging from approximately 1.5 minutes to approximately 3.5 minutes. Aside from visitation adjustments, all persons that are in DOCS custody will be locked in their housing units between 2 and 5 p.m. as a, quote, safety precaution. To the D.C. area, today, April 1st, 2024, marks 40 years since D.C. lost one of its greatest musical legends, Marvin Gaye. The influential singer, whose life was cut short one day before his 45th birthday in 1984, released a long list of classic songs during his career, including his duets with Tammy Terrell, as well as solo hits like I Heard It Through the Grapevine and What's Going On. But a new report is claiming that there is much more Marvin Gaye music yet to be heard by the public, and it was found in Belgium. In the early 1980s, Marvin Gaye lived in Belgium with the family of a local musician, Charles Dumelin. The family of the now deceased Dumelin says that Marvin Gaye gave their relative a gift that included cassette tapes with more than 60 songs recorded in Belgium that have not been released. Charles Dumelin's family attorney has indicated that he would like to reach an agreement with Marvin Gaye's estate for the right to finish and release the music. In today's weather, it's currently about 52 degrees in New York and 53 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe.